So I'm going to start the recording now. Thank you again for joining us. Do you want to just start by saying your first name?
Yes, my name is Destiny Fenwick.
Yeah, just your first name is fine, Destiny.
Destiny. And I'm be a little bit, just a little bit louder, just because it gets noisier.
Destiny.
Okay, thank you.
I'm Deborah Destiny, and again, that's Melissa. And so we asked you a question that, about how has the pandemic affected you over the last year or so.
The pandemic has...
You have to speak up, babe.
The pandemic, this pandemic has kind of affected me maybe in a mental way. It makes me be kind of more observative and kind of more courageous to... kind of, I guess, want to seek more things and understand, to understand them and within myself. Like, it makes me kind of stronger, whether I understand some things, like understand what the pandemic is, don't understand or do, but it kind of, it's a self thing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
If you were to describe it with one word, how would you describe it? If you could choose one word to describe it.
Trying. Fix.
Trying. Oh, that's awesome. Okay. Is there anything that's been good for you during the pandemic? Can you find anything positive that, you know, that
The creatures.
Okay.
Creatures. It's been more cicadas, things that, you know, you always hear about.
Creatures.
Yeah.
I thought you said preachers.
No, creatures.
Creatures.
Yes, ma'am. Creatures.
No, I heard you.
Yeah, like, during a child, being a child, I see a lot of fireflies, but now, you know, and you hear about cicadas coming out like 7-14 years. Yes, you see them, but this year has been more of a blossoming outcome, because now I'm like, I don't know if people are having babies, and like, I don't know. It's just a very data color. It's like a data thing.
Okay.
It's really cool. I feel like, and it's very social, even though you're supposed to have this social distancing thing. It gives us a little bit more comfort, I guess. Me, I have mental health issues, and I get kind of nervous, and I may not even know why. A little anxious, and I'm an okay person to say, to me, but on the outside looking in, I might look a little strange, or, you know, something that may make me judge or may make other people judge. But having that distance between us, it gives us the reading in between the lines to give each other the comfortability to, like, understand and commit with ourselves and gain confidence within ourselves and other people.
It's more like,
so I was kind of like trying to understand myself, and it makes me feel better, like, talking to you guys. I just got chills on my cheeks. Now I'm 22. I just turned 22. I'm like,
happy
I'm coming
birthday.
Out more. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yes.
I'm coming outside a little bit more than I wanted to, and I may not be doing things I want to, but just looking around and being able to have the nature and people around me and to you know, walk on earth, and it's a blessing.
Let me ask you
this pandemic was really a blessing to me, I guess.
Did you have any problems with getting food during the pandemic?
I would be lying if I said yes. I would be lying. But, I actually did. But that was a part of it, too. Trying to figure out how can I grow up without my parents, you know, trying to gain my own instincts and get my self-esteem together. Though it may have been wrong, but we're not supposed to judge. But we have different settings and sets of rules that we all have to commit to. You hear it, you see it, and it affects us all differently.
Mm-hmm.
because not everybody pays attention and dwell on the same things. Like, you know, everybody has their own different life, but how does it make me the one to be like, okay, I noticed this. What does this have to do with me that I notice it? You know? Like, I don't know.
Oh, you do a lot of introspection.
Yeah.
You do a lot of that because it seems like to me that you are very observant as to who you are and how you fit into all this at 22 years of age. That's what you're doing. Would you say? I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but that's what I'm hearing. You're trying to make sense of life that's going on around you.
Yes. And how can I, how, like, to me, like, because I grew up kind of openly around my family. I don't know how to explain openly. Like, I have a big family. I'm like, my family's kind of split up. You know, we're all over the place. Yeah, how can I fit that into the Bible and understand that family is family, and we all have different families, different. Race isn't really the thing. It shouldn't be a thing because we're all still people. The sun. You know, I got so dark in the last week, so I'm like, it has nothing to do with it, but it's a personal thing. Like, I don't know. I could explain more. I was trying to, but I got a little shy. You know, I don't know what I have on my face.
No. We're just listening. We're just trying to listen to your words.
Right.
So don't worry about that.
I think you're doing a great job.
Yeah.
But most of all, I want to say throughout this pandemic, I wanted to learn more for fathers, you know, parents, because I don't really know the struggle, the difference. Like, parents see things that kids don't. To be able to be a parent and to put them, keep kids on track and loss them up. So that's a big part too. And it fits in the Bible to me. Like, we all have our different traditions. That I don't know if it's a racial thing, you know, and I don't like, and I would be wrong if I said that, and it may make a person feel as though I'm discriminating, when really I'm not, you know, and I don't want to come out wrong and feel as though I am, mm-hmm. because I don't know the difference, because something that's different to this person might be different to me,
mm-hmm.
or it could be alike, but it's not bad. And it may not be good. It's just something that we all have to learn. Like I said, being able to have the distance to give each other enough time to grow up and blossom, or to even be closer. You never really know. But the pandemic is really good because it gives us enough time to collect data. That's really all, because I look at the trash and I'm like, I want to go to school for marine biology. How much trash do you see on one side of the street? Just little things. What you see people do things that catch other people's attention. You know, like, we do this thing, and I don't know if he got it from me, where I'll leave something somewhere, and I want to see, like, okay, I'm going to come back for this plate. If I leave it right here on the sidewalk, I wonder if someone will pick it up. Now, let's see if, you know, you never know if this person needs this plate right here that... or this pot, or this bowl, you know? Now,
okay.
You get what I mean? So it's really interesting.
Different ways to connect.
Right.
With the universe, land.
I believe in ghosts.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, but who's to say that's real?
Mm-hmm.
Who's to
say it's not?
Who says it's not, exactly. as they say, language is arbitrary.
It's about mental health, too.
And spirits.
Yeah. Know, like, my mom, I think she started getting sick. Birds, you know, fly over top of your head, and they carry things. You know, we do a lot of things.
They sense, animals sense us. They sense our emotions. They sense our health. Yeah.
And the more that we give them the attention, they'll respect us, and it makes them comfortable too. Like, I have a pet chipmunk in our front yard. My sign is a Taurus. We have a bunny rabbit, And she's like, I try to watch her to see her instinct, or like if I get bothered or someone else gets bothered, the things that they may notice. And it's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So how it affects me, because it may not, something might not affect me the same way it affects the next person. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you'll look like this person is crazy or da, 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 da. It's just circumstantial.
Well, you're super
that
tuned
how
in.
It affects you.
Yeah.
You're very tuned
she,
in.
Yeah.
I'm not tuned in enough, actually. I wish I was.
Well, at
I need
22,
my glasses.
Yes. Can you get a mask?
Yeah, she.
That's
yeah,
she can.
Yeah, she can have.
Mom
she can.
Used to call
yeah.
me. What's her name?
Eliza Thornberry. Okay. I guess I was into animals and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I like finding little baby frogs and stuff. Like I love the nature.
Uh-huh.
A lot of birds. I'm like I don't like that though. A lot of animals dying.
Yeah.
If we can feed ourselves, we can feed our animals. And I guess that's what this pandemic was about, is our air. They say the surface, if you pour the water on the surface and it like dries up like it does on your skin. But this is dry. This isn't. We have our pores and stuff like that. How different does it affect us? Like the difference. It's like as simple as being on the ground and ants being on the ground. Surface. It's a lot of things this pandemic like really makes me think about.
Yeah. And you're paying attention. That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
But as you pay attention, then you can start to do things and take action to make it better. You know, you seem like you want to make the world a better
place.
But
how do you do it though?
Well,
and I
don't have.
It's
do it
inside
myself.
You. It's yeah. inside you. The answer, it'll come to you because that's your question. When you say how, answers is it's already in you, because you wouldn't have been able to answer the question unless it was already in. The question was in you, and so is the answer. And it's going to come out in due time, in due season. But I thank you for sharing your thoughts with us.
I appreciate it.
You were
thank
awesome.
You
made me feel confident.
Yeah.
Like I wish I had more females around me. You know, it's a thing, because like I'm like. I get uncomfortable around females sometimes, where if you see like moms, for example, and I don't want to go into too much detail speaking of it, like I had a friend, she wasn't dressed appropriately, and it made me feel uncomfortable, because it wasn't something where, okay, this is my friend and she's just doing this. She's just taking a shower, changing her clothes. Like, we're girls. No. It kind of made me feel uncomfortable. So then when I look at certain people or see certain things, it may look weird to them because I notice it, but it's not okay. If that makes sense. But it may not be what you ladies are looking for.
Oh, no. You were great.
I'm just telling y'all how my perspective.
Yes, and that's what was important, your perspective.
Judge in different ways.
That's why, because I don't know right from. I mean, yeah. I do to an extent, but now it's like I'm to the point where I'm just like, pull me in and let me see what other people have to say about it. I might be wrong or I might be right, but either way, I know the outcome of it. You know,
mm-hmm.
But it's gonna be something within me that I have to learn for myself.
That's
it.
Like you said.
Sit in a nutshell. Very well said.
Very well. Do you want us to send you the recording? Do you want to hear your,
yes.
you know? I think that might be good.
Okay.
For you to hear how beautifully you shared your story.